Okay. Great. Looks like we're ready to roll.
Think so. Welcome to the local building authority of Diamond Local Service District. It is Thursday, August 14th, 5:30. I don't see anyone to introduce here or online as well, so we can move forward with the approval of the meeting agenda.
I'll motion to approve the meeting agenda.
I second the motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Let's go to 4A to review and approve the meeting minutes for July 8th.
I've reviewed them, Todd. They're okay by me. Let me know if you are ready to.
No, they look good to me. Carry forward.
Yeah, I will motion to approve the meeting minutes for Local Building Authority of the Zion Mountain Local Service District for July 8th, 2025.
I second that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Right.
Aye. All right, I think we can move to 4B, which is to review and approve the funding request for June.
Yeah, we'll let.
Should that be June or July?
It is July.
Must be July.
Yeah. I think it's on the meeting minutes, Annie, that it was called June.
The meeting agenda.
Yes, the agenda.
You want to review these expenses?
Oh yeah, I can go over that. So the first one was the SSR International. That's for the CM services of 15,000. The next item was William L. Prater's 4,749, and that's for legal services for the CIB bond. Gilmore Bell for 25,000, and that's the bond counsel. Gordon Walker, $64,130, and that's a financial consultant. Most of these, I think we talked about them in the last one, are related to the bond closing. The next one, though, is High Road Building at $168,175.88. And that's for utilities, some masonry, and concrete on the Discovery Center. Iron Rock, $8,538.61 for kind of survey or civil engineer type items.
On that one, just real quick, Jeff or Todd, or has the county and with Commissioner Cabe on, maybe we could discuss this. Has the county, because I know Tom over there at Iron Rock was going to try and get that North Fork Road approved or converted over. Is there any movement on that that we can talk about? Maybe if Commissioner Cabe has any questions on that, it'd be a good time to talk about it.
The last recent, I think this week had a discussion with Celeste and per the road department. There were some things that weren't up to, I guess, our road standards, and I don't know exactly what that needed to be completed before we would accept the road.
I think that may have been the delineators, which are now installed. Is there something else that Jeff, you're aware of, or anybody?
I think I know one concern was the big cement thing that would stop snowplows from being able to have good access. Like your, isn't there a big cement thing with trees? And then concern with the trees and the roots that go down into the well and the water that could damage the road surface.
I'm guessing that's probably the crosswalk that you're talking about, and then the median, the planter median.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that would be the first I've heard of that, but
that's part of the original design. That may we go back to Iron Rock and see what that is, because that's the first we've heard of that aspect. But that's part of the original engineering, was that crosswalk. I mean, got to have it. So,
well, I don't think it's so much the crosswalk, it's that the cement and the trees. And I haven't seen it. I'm just going off of what was said in a meeting with Celeste, who had met with Bert. Her assignment is with the roads. So, I mean, you can call Celeste directly. She would probably have more.
Okay.
But this is coming from, instead of me relaying messages, if you want to call Celeste directly.
Okay.
To see what Bert said, because that's one of her assignments is the roads. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be the first we've heard of that. That's part of Iron Rock's original engineering with the roads. So. It got installed per spec, which
they came out and surveyed it as well. So they surveyed it before we installed it.
Yeah, it should be legit, but let's just work with Tom and Celeste. And anyway, I just brought that up while you're.
Okay. That's what I know about.
Okay. Perfect. All right. We'll continue ahead, Tom.
Okay. Next we had was Jex Environmental for $143,585.53, and this is for some of the sewer tanks, kind of the equipment associated with that. The next item was Landmark Testing for $3,335. And that's for special inspections related to the Discovery Center. Next was LRB for $55,000. And that's for the Municipal Advisory Services related to the bond. We had Overland Partners for $750. That's for the Construction Administration Services Architects. PAE Engineers for $457.50, engineering services for the Discovery Center. Snow Jensen and Reese of $166, just the legal services related to the bond. Southern Utah Title, $6,464 for bond closing. Utah Local Government Trust of $20,823.63. That's for the annual liability, builder's risk, and workers' comp. Then Zion Mountain Builders for $297,748.53. And that's for concrete framing, roofing, insulation, some door frames, stain, siding, and electrical. And the total for, I should strike that out. It shouldn't say May. It should say July invoices is $813,923.68.
All right. I'm familiar with what's going on down there. I don't know. Todd is too, but does anybody have any questions they want to ask on this before of assessor or anyone before we motion to approve? Okay. I'll motion we approve the invoices for July 2025 funding request. Go to the CIB for the amount of $813,923.68, with the note that we need to change that from May invoices to be consistent with July. I guess that's it.
I second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Roll call vote. Yeah. Todd, aye. I believe that's all we had on the agenda. Does anyone
Tom,
have anything else?
Yeah, I just want to ask project management what their timeline is looking like, you know, and can you give the group a kind of an estimated time of completion? Is are we still holding for spring, or what's it looking like?
Yes. Now we, I think a lot of that is also tied to the water wreck to some degree, but spring is still looking like the discovery should hit that time frame.
So are we saying April?
Yeah. Yep.
So in April, you guys feel like the general contracting and the buildings and the vertical will be completed?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll hold to that. Keep people's feet to the fire.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess, Todd, we don't have any non-action items, do we?
Not listed.
Okay. I'll motion to adjourn.
I second that motion. All in favor say aye.
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 Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
A good night.